Have you ever tried to find out how much a medical procedure is going to cost before actually getting it? Turns out it's really difficult. Last month, WHYY's The Pulse launched a new initiative called Price Check with the company Clear Health Costs. We've been asking you, the listeners, to share with us what you paid for common medical procedures. The result? A crowdsourced database you can search at whyy.org/pricecheck. Our Alana Gordon has this glimpse of what we're learning about one of the most common procedures out there.
It's an especially common screening tool for people who are 50 or older.
I had not had one in over 10 years, and my doctor thought that it was time that I should have another one done.
Ed Rhodes is talking about a colonoscopy. And in this region, the price of getting one appears to be all over the map, ranging anywhere from $800 to $8,000. That's what we've learned from information submitted to our Price Check database. Dr. Neil Shah of Harvard says medical procedure prices vary because they can.
You know, it's just sort of the market at work. It's the same reason why, you know, different restaurants can charge different amounts for a hamburger.
Okay, a colonoscopy is not quite a hamburger.
The difference is with a hamburger, you kind of know the quality of what you're getting as soon as you bite into it. With a colonoscopy, it's much harder to know the quality.
These self-reported colonoscopy prices in Philadelphia may be hard to directly compare. The bottom line depends on what's involved in the procedure and how it's billed. Take Ed Rhodes. He went in for a preventive screening at Hillmont GI in Flowertown. The doctor wound up removing a polyp or growth.
The charge was $1,210.
Then it was analyzed.
There was a pathology examination of tissue using a microscope, intermediate complexity. And the charge there was $500.
There were other charges, too, for anesthesia.
I don't know what all that adds up to.
Combining those doctor, facility, and lab fees, which can sometimes be billed separately, the price of Rhodes colonoscopy was nearly $4,000. But experts say that's just a starting point. Insurers and providers have individually negotiated or contracted rates. Rhodes has Medicare, which slashed that initial $4,000 charge down to $1,100.
Actually, I paid nothing because what Medicare did not pay for, my secondary insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, covered the rest.
But what if you didn't have insurance? Or what if you had a plan with high out-of-pocket costs? Gerald Berdiger is one of the doctors at Hillmont GI where Ed Rhodes got a colonoscopy. He says, slow down. Ignore Rhodes' initial $4,000 charge.
We get that from nobody, zero.
Berdiger says back in the 70s and 80s, insurance companies used to pay a percentage of that $4,000 list price. So providers had an interest in making it higher.
So if my list price was higher than the same practice next door, I got more money for the same procedure. But that hasn't gone on in 25 years.
He says the whole billing process and trying to figure out how to get reimbursed for what he does is just too complicated.
I have five people who do nothing for me all day long but bill.
Berdiger also says anyone coming into his practice without insurance these days would pay Medicare rates, not that higher list price.
We feel it's unfair for an insurance company to get a break from list price, yet the person who's actually going to shell out the money has to pay list price.
A WHYY survey from about 15 other providers found that people paying for a colonoscopy out of pocket would be charged anything from $900 to $2,100. But keep in mind, this is tricky to compare. A given price may not account for if a doctor finds a growth and has to remove it. And it may or may not represent the total cost, depending on whether the doctor or facility fees are included in that price. So if you're trying to get a price check on your next scan or procedure, it may be worth asking upfront whether all those fees are included. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.